I'm Chanel Verani, and this is Our Island Universe.
Quick question. What's the sun made of? That object that provides us with all the light and energy we need for life to flourish here on the third rock from the sun. Our ancestors venerated the sun. In many cultures, the sun was thought to be a solar deity. Worship of the sun was central to civilizations such as the ancient Egyptians, the Inca of South America, and the Aztecs of what is now Mexico. In religions such as Hinduism, the sun is still considered a god. We no longer accept those notions, of course, but what's it made of, and how do we know that? One of the first attempts at understanding the sun came from the Greek philosopher Anaxagoras, who reasoned that it is a giant flaming ball of metal. Other ideas of a ball on fire or coal being burned were offered. In 1904, Ernest Rutherford thought the energy could be maintained by an internal source of heat, maybe due to radioactive decay as the source. The breakthrough came in the early 1920s when an English astronomer, Cecilia Payne Gaposchkin, working at Harvard on her PhD dissertation, argued that the sun is largely made up of hydrogen and helium gas. She found that helium, and particularly hydrogen, were vastly more abundant on the sun than seen on Earth. Her work established that hydrogen was the overwhelming constituent of the stars and therefore was the most abundant element in the universe. In the 1930s, German-American scientist Hans Bethe would develop the theory of nuclear fusion and how the sun converts hydrogen into helium, thereby producing the light and energy we receive. In 1967, Hans Bethe was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics. Cecilia Payne Gaposchkin, whose thesis was lauded as undoubtedly the most brilliant PhD thesis ever written in astronomy, went unrecognized. I am Chanel Verani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.